All right. And recording. What, Taryn? What?
Like, I don't know. It just like happened so fast.
I said, and we're recording.
And I just got it.
She wasn't ready.
I wasn't ready.
She wasn't ready.
Guys.
Hello, guys.
Guys, guess what?
Do you think I could say it?
100%. Yeah.
Okay. So.
Should we do a drum roll?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shh.
Get out. I was going to do it by myself.
No, you one guess. No, stop.
I did such a good job, though. I did
you
such
won
a good
guess.
Job.
What? That's close, though.
That was drums. Guys, Ashley's pushing buttons. That's it. I'm not doing it anymore. Okay, drum roll, please.
I am freaking like hours away from being an aunt.
Yay!
There you go, girl. See, now you, do you get it? Or are you still like,
it's stupid?
I think
I just got the hype.
Yeah,
I think
so
I get
dope.
It now.
Yeah.
Anyways, guys.
I got a FaceTime this morning when I was looking disgusting. I answered it.
She's like, just woke up like, hello.
I literally looked, I don't even know what animal, some type of a rodent I look like.
Sloth.
Oh yeah, sloth. And it was like all dark and Vanessa's on the other side and she's like, on the way to the hospital, my water broke. Like, looks so cute and is just like all happy. She's like, yeah, I don't have any contractions yet. And then, so I was like, oh, like this might just be, you know, a lot of times like they go in and they send him
sometimes
home.
Sometimes there's a scare mm-hmm. and then it's like, oh no, you're good.
Yeah. So then Brett sends a text that's like, okay, we're admitted. They just gave her medicine to speed her thing. She already got her epidural. And I'm just sitting here like, I literally just stood in my room and started walking in circles because I was like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Because for the first time in our entire lives, you can't go to the hospital.
No, I can't.
There's nothing you can do right now.
No.
Where normally everyone else would go and wait.
Yeah, I would be like there. And so I think we are going to, like once things are getting closer and closer, we're going to head to the parking lot because they have a window in their room. Mm-hmm. So we're going to like hold up signs and Brett's going to do a little Simba, like, no, like hold the baby up and
Simba.
You know what? I used to get in fights in elementary school because my dad told me the part where it goes, hit a banana, that part. He said they were saying, eat a banana in your pajamas. So like, eat a banana in your pajamas, like that.
I love how it's in your pajamas.
And I literally was like, oh my God, my dad is so smart.
He knows.
And so I used to tell people, do you guys know it's eat a banana in your pajamas? And they'd be like, why would it say that? And I'd be like, my dad said, go find me, bro.
My dad knows. Yeah. Dad knows. Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Anyway, so I'm like a little bit like, don't know how to focus and do normal life, but we're going to record a podcast.
Yeah, we're going to get right through this, guys. If Taryn just pieces out in the middle of it, just roll with it. It's going to be fine. You'll know where she is.
I know that you would thrive in an alone episode, but I would love to like just hear you do it or watch you do it.
Here's what's funny. I would thrive in it. It's the coffee. I had pre-workout this morning and I'm sipping on a coffee. So just hold me back today. You can't. You can't.
Oh, I don't want to hold you back.
Just completely forgot what we were talking about.
But see, okay, if you're doing a solo episode, what would you, what would you do in that scenario if you just stopped?
I would have to pause. I'd
have
to stop it.
You don't have me to like laugh
at
with you.
Here's what I was going to say. I would do great in a solo episode, obviously.
Oh my God.
But if it was a spontaneous Taryn took off solo episode, like if you leave in 30 minutes and I have to wrap this up on my own, it would be weird.
Yeah.
But if I had time to like plan out a solo episode, it'd be excellent.
Oh yeah.
But you know, things get weird when it's like,
yeah,
on the spot. So
I just took a bite of a cookie and I was like, I feel like podcast is the one time you can't just like eat.
Yeah.
Sneakily.
I took a guys, on a separate note, I've been on a baking kick.
Thank God.
I've been wanting to for a while, but this house is healthy and we're all trying to be skinny or whatever. And it's kind of dumb, but
we all, I'm a lone wolf.
Galls.
I don't know what's happening.
Yesterday was Friday, our weekly cheat meal day. And I baked again and I'm trying to master the Levain cookie that is based in New York. For those of you that know, you know.
Dude, if you don't feel like you have mastered. I'm not joking. These are like next level.
But have you had Levain?
I think so.
Then you, if you think so, then you didn't, Taryn. You would know. That's what I mean.
Oh,
so
you know what?
This
I
is supposed to be
Alicia eating one.
Ooey gooey. Like ooey gooey. Anyways.
But yours, what? They are ooey gooey.
I'm on the right path. Yeah, I'll let you know when I'm there. I think my dog just snored really loud.
I'll try to catch it in the mic.
Yeah, we should try to catch it.
What are we doing? Hello. Welcome to the podcast. Wow, it's only been 5 minutes. Doesn't it feel like we've been talking for like an hour?
100%.
I don't know if that's like a good sign or a bad sign.
Today's weird.
Okay, so can I read like a short little something?
First? Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So we got an email. I don't think it says anonymous, but I'll just read through it and see what. But it was titled, "Just Wanted to Say Thank You." Hi, Ashley and Taryn. I just wanted to say a big thank you for the advice you gave in your latest episode about how to deal with being in love with your best friend. I feel like a lot of people can relate that being in quarantine has meant more time alone with your thoughts. Yikes, dude.
Straight up. Wow. That hit very differently. Like, I feel like everyone really relates to that statement right now.
Yeah, because, I mean, when you're not like out doing things, you're not as distracted. Like, I'm very much aware of what I'm thinking 24/7.
All of the time, you have just become very introspective and you weren't really prepared for it. That's the problem, is like normally when you go into the feels or whatever you want to call it, if you're feeling a little down, you're kind of mentally ready to kind of deal with it. But when it comes out of nowhere, you're like, I don't want to think about this.
No,
I don't want to be dissecting myself apart. I don't want to be tearing myself up right now. Like, that's not fair. So it's scary because it came out of nowhere.
No, it literally, I remember I went in for a meeting Tuesday and I told her like, I probably, cause everything was kind of going on. So I was like, hey, like, I might do some more hours from home this week, like whatever. Thursday, I got a call that I got laid off and they told me Friday I needed to come pick up all my stuff and that was it. And it was like
out of nowhere.
The biggest whirlwind. And then, so like, how do you prepare for something like that? And then now this whole like, it was one thing when we're like, oh, May, whatever. Mm-hmm. Now the order literally says until further notice.
Pray for us out here in LA. We're very, but there's a lot of like mixed emotions right now.
Some of my friends are posting stories that they're just like strolling on a beach or like out. I'm like, what? I'm confused.
It's confusing as hell
right now. Yeah, it's super confusing.
Yeah. So it's if it was hard in the beginning, now it's kind of getting worse because no one really knows what to do or what they're, what they can do right now.
It's worse, but then at the same time, like, doesn't this just feel like normal life in a weird way?
It does feel like normal life. But I think before, because it was so new and everyone was so scared, it was obvious, follow the rules.
Yeah, now
and
people
now,
are kinda,
because it's been 2 months and some places in Southern California are wide open.
Yeah.
It's confusing because it's like, okay, I can't go out here, but if I drive for an hour, I can go out there.
Yeah, it just doesn't
make
sense.
And then there's people out here going out because everyone else in Southern California is going out. So it's really like, now you have to think for yourself, like, are you going to follow the rules or not? And that's a little
so
scary.
True. That's so true. Anyway, she continues, for me, I've started thinking about a friendship that I thought would turn into more, but unfortunately didn't. I had been doing pretty well about moving on with my life, but lately my thoughts have been straying back to what could have been and imagining crazy scenarios. Yikes again. Then along comes you two. You guys said all the things I needed to hear to snap me out of my reminiscing and remind me that I am a bad B word.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Lol at me, like not cussing like a 5-year-old. I especially like the comment that you shouldn't be longing for someone who wouldn't give you the time of day, which freaking snaps to that. Mm-hmm. All I can say to that is amen. Anyways, again, thank you for all that you do and keep up the amazing work that you're doing with the podcast. Lots of love, Taylor.
That's so sweet.
We say it all the time. Like, the only thing that comforts me about how we can't read every email is knowing that, like, literally all of us are going through things that are the same, obviously some totally different, but also within a situation, I can give advice to that situation and you could hear it and be in a slightly different one, but it could resonate with you.
Yeah.
So like, I love reading stuff like that because she didn't even write in. She was like, I barely, like, I have been kind of starting thinking about it. And I was like, you're right. No, I'm not going there. So It's just cool. Like, I love, and that's not us. Like, that's people being brave enough to step up and like send stories in, and then us just talking as like people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just, humankind is like really cool. It can be the worst.
Yeah.
But it can also be really cool.
100%. You guys, just to like quickly like jump in with what Taryn already said, you guys are so sweet. We see so many of your guys' just short little emails that are just uplifting and encouraging towards us.
That.
And it means the absolute world. Also, like, just looking for my story for this week, I saw so many people responding so positively to our body positivity episode.
Yeah.
And just saying that that's something they needed to hear right now, that they've never dealt with it before, but Now because of quarantine, they are.
Yep.
Or this is something that they've been struggling with for a long time and it's intensified right now.
Yeah.
It was so cool seeing how many different people are coming from different perspectives and different stories, but struggling with the exact same thing at this moment.
Should we get, let's, do you want to commit to that being next week's?
I think we should. That's literally what I was going to say is there were just so many and it really felt like there was a huge need to discuss this right now and a community that is in need of just kind of like diving
I fully
in.
Agree.
I'm ready.
So definitely, I mean, if you guys have stuff with body positivity, and it'd be kind of cool if you guys sent in just like short things, because I would love if we can kind of hit on
a few
different topics. Also, if you don't follow us on Instagram, make sure that you do, because a lot of times when we do like a themed episode, we shoot out like a story or something that's like, hey, like, how does this make you feel? What do you think about this? Just so we can add some of your guys' input, because we're nothing without you. So
follow us on IG. It's at Unsolicited Advice Pod. And we'll definitely be shooting that out this week to get some of your guys' stories.
Yeah, I would love to do that next week. I mean, we've been talking about it for a while, so I think it'd be great.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good one.
Cuckoo. Do you have a me it up?
Me it up? I've never heard you refer to it like that. One of my favorite things I think I've heard. yes, I do have one. Okay, speaking of something that everyone is talking about right now, I must have read, as far as like tearing it ups go, I must have read 10 tearing it ups that all had to do with Zoom classes.
Oh my God, that was last week? Ours had to do with that too?
It had to do with the Zoom class. This one, they were all so similar, but all the most like mortifying things were happening while they were on a Zoom call with their entire class and teacher. And it just makes sense. Like, I didn't even think about this as being one of those things that kids are going to have to go through, but this is hard.
Well, I feel like unless you've done it, like, I hear all these things and I'm like, oh, haha, but my really only, like, I've Skyped and FaceTimed and done that stuff, but I had my first Zoom meeting the other day. And I literally was, what was popping into my head was all the things people have been saying, like the one annoying person or the one, excuse me, hiccup, the one person who like there was this like cute older woman who kept holding her cat up to her camera, like while the person's speaking, or someone's like, they didn't mute. So it's like, you hear all this stuff going on and you are just so aware of your face and like what you're doing. So now I like feel like I understand the awkwardness that comes to it.
Yeah. I've been on a few and I can't help but I'm like, it's like bittersweet. I don't like seeing myself in the camera because I'm just going to say it. I can't help but stare at myself because I want to make sure I look presentable, that I look my best, blah, 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 blah. But then if that camera like wasn't there and I didn't see myself, like if I turned my camera off, I would just feel free to like walk around and not pay attention as well.
Yeah.
So I feel like either like way I'm distracted. So it's, I don't know. It's a lose-lose. But anyways, I digress. Moving on to our Tearing It Up for this week. If you guys don't know what Tearing It Up is, this is a segment in the podcast where we talk specifically about an embarrassing story. You guys send in the funniest stuff. This one's usually short. If you have a Tearing It Up that you'd like to share, please email us. We'd love to have it. You could also give it to us on our Twitter or our Instagram or our Facebook, because we have all of them.
We do.
This one, I'm going to go ahead and say it because it's just one of the most funniest titles I ever read and caught my attention. The title is, I pooped on camera in front of my teacher.
What?
Yep. God. So mortifying.
This could go so many ways in my head. I can't wait to hear.
Okay. Hi, Ashley and Taryn.
Hello.
I'm Gilia, I think, is how we're going to go ahead and just move forward with this name. I'm an Italian listener.
It's probably like Gilia.
Gilia. Yeah.
It's beautiful either
she's
way.
She's dying right now. She's like, you just butchered my name.
Yeah, she's like, the G is silent, idiot.
As she continues, I'm so sorry in advance for my grammar mistakes. Girl, you're fine. I had no problem reading this. After today's episode where a girl mentioned an unpleasant and funny moment with the Google Meet class, I decided to share my unlucky experience. One day during class, I needed to go to the restroom, which is so funny because like in like regular class, you just raise your hand and go.
Yeah.
But like you can't really, you know.
Yeah.
It's a little different. But at the same time, I wanted to listen to what a classmate was presenting. So I turned off my camera and I turned off my microphone and I sat on the toilet where I started to check my private emails. I don't know why, but I'd signed out from all of my email accounts. And this is the fact that made me go out from the Zoom call and into my email accounts.
Oh gosh.
After I finished, I quickly re-entered the class again, not noticing that my camera was turned on. I then posed the computer on the floor with the camera facing towards me and started to clean under there with some toilet paper. I'm sorry.
Wait.
I can't finish this. You know how like if you're...
No, I'm not saying wait because I don't understand. I'm saying wait because I'm in pure horror right
now. Pure horror, yeah. Because she had turned it off and then went to fix her email account and then went back into the class.
Oh my gosh.
All of a sudden, I noticed that the camera is on and that everyone, including the teacher, could see what I was doing.
I am literally mortified right now.
I rushed to turn everything off and started immediately crying for how shameful I was feeling. She says, please read this as a tearing it up. I think it's worth a listen. Wish everyone a great day. Love, Gilia.
Oh.
I think is how we're going to say her name. I'm so sorry, babe. I'm so sorry that you went through that. But what's so funny is because I have done that so many times when I'm like watching a YouTube video or I'm watching a Netflix thing on my computer where I've like taken it into the bathroom to brush my teeth or go to the bathroom or wherever. And I'm like finishing listening to it.
Oh my God. I can't like what?
Yeah. And what do you do when you're going? Because I've done this before where I've been trying to finish something and I've set it on the floor.
Yeah.
Gone to the bathroom and picked it back up. I've done that so many times. You poor thing.
Dude, I can't even, I don't even know what to say.
I would literally drop out of the class and switch schools. You poor baby girl.
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
My gosh. Yeah. See, the thing is I have heard, you know, those stories that go around when you're like younger, like, where it's like, oh, my friend's friend told me that this happened. Yes. But then you hear someone from another country be like, no, I've heard that story too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there were so many like weird stories about people like turning on cameras and like watching you and whatever. So I've always been so paranoid about just cameras on devices anyways. So I feel like I probably would have like kept it outside of the bathroom. But then again, like if you are like, no, I turned it off, I'm safe. That still is like,
yeah,
I can't. I don't know.
Yeah.
How to recover from that.
What's interesting is I think a lot of people are new to Google Meets and Google Hangouts and Zoom calls, but like I've actually done it for a few years now for like brand meetings or like team meetings. So I think I might be a little more used to it, but if you've never done anything like this before, you wouldn't think that way.
Yeah. Like how does it just magically come on? Well,
because if you rejoin, it's going to jump into like its normal settings again.
Oh dear God.
Because you exited and now you're rejoining the class.
I'm done.
Oof.
Thank you so much for sharing. That is such a great story.
And I just want to say, this is not the only one I read. I read so many funny ones that I'm sure we'll read later.
That's terrifying.
But you poor baby girl, I'm so sorry that happened
to you.
Poor thing
is like never going to use the restroom again in her life if she's like talking to anyone.
The next Zoom class, she has to pee and she's just not good. She's going to hold it for the rest
of. She's going to be like, sorry, teacher, I got to log off.
Yeah.
Wow.
Going out.
The computer's not coming with
me. My God. That sucks.
Hilarious. And that's not like an attractive.
Uh-uh.
You're like very primal looking when you're doing that act.
That is the most vulnerable position for any human being, animal.
Oh, dear God.
Any kind of being. That's dangerous.
I'm like cringing for you.
So sorry.
So good though. Oh, wow. Like, how do you move on from there?
I mean, I would suggest counseling.
I just meant like in general in this podcast, but
that would destroy me.
You especially. I feel that like
I literally, when I say I would switch schools, I just might. Like, yeah. I know I'm exaggerating, but also maybe I'm not.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I could not handle that.
I could recover eventually. It just depends. Like, if a body part was actually shown, that's when I would struggle.
You know what I would do? Let's be realistic. If I didn't switch schools,
oh God, here we
go. I would forever leave my camera off and like, or put in place of my face, like something else, like an emoji or something. Yeah, yeah. So they'd never have to see my face for the entire rest of the school year, all through summer. Yeah. Like, you won't see me till fall.
What did she say? What grade she's in? She in college?
I don't think she did. Actually,
hopefully she's in college and it's like, where you're kind of anonymous and nobody knows anyone.
Yeah.
High school, that'd be a little
harder.
High
school's mortifying, yeah. Poor thing.
I mean, honestly, just play it off. Be like, hey, we all gotta go, you know, like.
Yeah. Yeah, Taryn's really good at that stuff.
Or be like, at least, you know, I wipe. You know what I mean? Just like play it.
You're so good with stuff like that. I would literally be found in the fetal position.
Yeah. I would have a hard time recovering if I showed my hoo-ha.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I'm gonna assume that's what happened.
Down on the floor and she was.
It might have just been like knees and chin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, but you know, I don't know.
Jeez, man.
Knees and chin.
Knees and chin. Okay. Oh, I will go.
Yeah.
Just in case, you know, I got to go.
Yeah. In case. Yeah. Let's get you finished.
You know, I was going to say in case I got to go have a baby, but clearly it's not me having a baby.
Definitely. Which, not your baby.
I posted a photo the other day. I took my sister-in-law, we went to go get donuts and like just get her out of the house. And we took photos and I was obsessed with them. So I posted one on my Instagram and every comment was like, oh my God, I thought this was you at first. And I was like, okay, first of all, like I'm pretty sure if I got pregnant, you wouldn't hear about it when I'm 2 weeks away from giving birth.
Right,
like,
right.
With a giant stomach.
We're talking about a 9-month.
Yes.
Yeah.
Second of all, my hair is short and like reddish. Hers is like down to her butt and like brown and ombre.
Yeah.
And we're different ethnicities. Yeah. We're different.
You're
height.
Very pale
different
compared
body.
To her.
I'm short and stubby. She's tall and skinny. Like, I was
so
just
many
like
differences.
So confused how people thought that was me.
I mean,
I don't know why I'm talking
about
this.
You posted it, so they probably just didn't.
They're like, oh, Taryn's page. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I was like, guys, come on. Come on.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Hello, everyone. It's Taryn.
And Ashley.
From Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1-week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com.
Okay, so this one is titled How to Reintroduce Myself.
Ooh,
I know.
Okay.
Hey, Ashley and Taryn, I would like to stay anonymous if possible. Yes, we will grant your request. We won't force your name. Ash isn't talking because she's chewing a cookie. Okay.
Why did you have to tell them?
Because they probably were like, why isn't Ashley laughing? Taryn's so
you
funny.
You could have easily just rolled past that. She did that
I
on
just
purpose.
Wanted people to know I
she
am
did
funny.
That on purpose.
I am funny and that did require a laugh.
It has nothing to do with you. This has nothing to do with
whatever.
You. Go, Taryn.
Okay. I just want to say I love your podcast. And maybe the only good thing that has come out of quarantine is I have been able to binge your podcast. We love it. We love a good binge.
Man, that's me right now with everything.
Yeah. I watched every episode of Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers on Disney Plus.
I started Grey's Anatomy like 4 days ago and I'm on season 2.
Dude.
I'm actually almost on season 3.
I wish I could have, like, experienced that show again for the first time, like, with you.
Yeah. Alicia keeps saying she wants to start a show, and I'm like, I have so many you could watch.
I know.
But she's not into my kind of TV shows.
Yeah, you guys have very different
tastes.
She
got so excited. She was like, oh, I'm going to watch, like, the life of Kylie or whatever. And I was like, I'm going to leave.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. And you're like, what? Is there blood and gore and mystery?
Then someone I'm didn't out. Die. There's no mystery. I want nothing to do with it.
Mood. Okay. I have been struggling with something and I'm looking for a little advice. In high school, I had an amazing group of best friends. We graduated and went to colleges all over the country. But of course, we promised to all stay close. Rough. That's rough.
That is rough.
I hated, like, after high school, there comes this point where you realize, oh my gosh, like, keeping these friendships is going to be, like, a lot harder. Retaining? Is that the right word?
I'm having a hard time following you.
You know, it's right fine. Now. It's fine. But yeah, like, you're like, oh, we're going to be friends forever. Maintaining. Yeah, I feel like retaining works too, but I could be totally
retaining
wrong.
Retaining makes no sense.
Yeah, like you retain.
Water?
Yeah, but it doesn't just apply to water.
Yeah, retain doesn't make sense.
I'm freaking Googling it right now. Hold on. You know what
I
would be great?
I guess it means like holding on to.
You know what would be great is if Mark was here.
To correct us? Mark, God, we miss you.
He's always the one. We just keep going and then all of a sudden he'll come on the mic and be like, so retain actually means, hold on.
Life is better with Mark.
Continue to have something, keep possession of. I knew what I was talking about. I'm smart.
You know what?
I graduated college.
When I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
I'll admit it. Took me 7 to 8 years. I graduated.
Okay, we're moving on.
That's my Carole Baskin accent. Okay. Promise I'll stay close. 5 of the 7 girls in my friend group, including myself, were playing a sport in college. When I first entered college, my mental health started to spill from the pressure of college athletics and being a freshman in general. Mm. Dude, college athletics is no joke.
Next level.
Yeah, it's like next level. It's something like you're very... It just controls your whole life, pretty much. And I think a lot of people go in and are like... These 18-year-old kids that are like, oh, yeah, school or sports was so fun in high school. And then they're like, oh, my gosh, I'm not ready for this commitment.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I wouldn't know.
Yeah, no, I quit softball after high school because I was like, I'm just not down. She continues, I never experienced a problem with my mental health before, so I was really confused about what was happening to me. I still talk to my friend group all the time, but I never told them what I was feeling because I didn't even understand myself. When Thanksgiving break came around and we all hung out, it was just different. Everyone talked about their college friends and how happy they were. I tried to ask if they ever felt overwhelmed as athletes, and they kind of brushed it off and kept talking about how they were having the best times of their lives. It made me even sadder, thinking that they were going through the same thing as me and didn't feel like I did. I felt like I was being weak for feeling overwhelmed and sad. When I got back to college, my mental health rapidly declined. I missed almost every class and would only get out of bed to go to practice. Still, no one knew because I was good at putting up a front. The day I got back from school for winter break, my friend group hung out. Their happy stories from college made me sink deeper and deeper. Into my sadness and I left that night saying I wasn't feeling well. I wasn't mad at them because they do deserve to be happy, but it just put into reality how sad I truly was. The rest of my winter break, I didn't answer any of their texts or hang out with anyone. I was in the group chat, so I was still invited to everything, but I never answered. A couple of my friends personally texted me to see if I was okay, but I didn't answer them. In the new year, my mom realized how bad my mental health was and took me to see a doctor, which I'm grateful for. I started therapy and medication and I headed back to school. I was definitely feeling better, but still not 100%, which I thought when I started my medicine that I would instantly turn back into my old self. I was doing better, but I still hadn't talked to my friends from high school since the beginning of winter break. At the beginning of February, I texted them individually and said how I've been struggling with my mental health and getting help, but I still needed time to work through some things. They were very supportive and said how they should have known something was wrong. Flash forward to now, I'm doing the best mentally I have been in a long time, even though quarantine stinks, LOL.
Yeah.
but I still haven't talked to my high school friends or attended any of the hangouts, even if it was just in a parking lot 6 feet apart. In high school, I was a really positive, goofy, and fun-loving person. Yet, since struggling with depression, I feel like I am a completely different person, but that's also okay. Yet, I feel like I have to reintroduce myself to my friends. As well, since I told them I'm struggling with depression, only one person has consistently reached out to check on me. Although I do know that I told them I need some time alone, I feel that if this would happen to someone else, I would be more supportive. I genuinely love these girls, but I don't know what to do. Thank you for always bringing a smile to my face and giving such genuine advice. Love, Anonymous.
Ugh. That breaks my heart.
I wish that like we genuinely could just like sit and talk to you guys in person, because I wish I could just like hug you, Anonymous, because there's just so many layers to that. Do you want to just start kind of like ping ponging? Because I feel like we probably both heard like different things while reading that.
I feel like that's always the case. Like, first of all, I just want to like jump in and say so many people, especially at that age, have yet to deal with or are unaware of how serious those problems are. They have, maybe they have an aunt that's going through that they kind of know something's up with, but they've never fully understood, or they've heard of these things through like TV shows or movies or friend of a friend's, but they've never dealt with it on their own. So they might, I just want to like possibly give them the benefit of the doubt. I bet they have no idea what's really going on.
No, they
so
don't.
I would love to encourage you and just say that, I'm sure if they understood how serious this is for you, they would probably take it a lot more seriously and check in on you. But I think so many people, it's getting better nowadays because it's so much more widely talked about.
Yeah.
But I think it's possible that some of them just don't really understand how serious this is.
Well, and I don't think you're really capable of, unless you personally have gone through it or you've watched someone you love go through it.
Yeah.
And I think like as society, when we assign a casual, light, breezy meaning to words, like how often do you go, oh, I wanted pizza, I'm depressed. You know what I mean? Like we just say depressed in such a like casual way.
We have become very desensitized to the meaning, the actual meaning of the word.
But when it gets to a clinical level, there is like, it is so powerful and overwhelming and can really take over someone's life. And so I think that like you were saying, like it's hard because you want people to just be good at just knowing what you need and asking you how you're doing. But a lot of times it's not a malicious thing. They just don't understand. Mm-hmm. And sometimes like it's easier to accept that. And instead of just like wanting them to understand, or like, you know, you can sit with them and be like, hey, like, this is how I've been feeling. But I think it's good to always just kind of know, like, no matter what they say, like, don't take it personally or interpret what they say as they don't care about you. It's just some people don't have the capacity to, like, understand or to have empathy in certain areas that they don't have any experience in.
Yeah. And I think what is cool, and I would suggest doing this only when you're in a positive, healthy state and you feel capable of doing this. But I think it's totally fine to educate them right now and explain what you're going through, explain how this is making you feel, explain how them not checking in on you makes you feel.
Yeah.
Obviously come at it from a friendly, like loving way, but just be like, hey, like this is what's going on. And I would love to help you understand what I'm going through.
Yeah.
I feel like they'd actually really appreciate it. And this could be that instance that they refer to the next time they come across someone who's going through something, or they themselves go through it, you know? So this is a prime opportunity to clue them in.
Yeah. And I think like the more descriptive you can get, the better, because I know, like, for instance, I went through like a bout of anxiety, like when I got back from one of my trips to Africa. And I remember telling Ash, I'd be like, oh, like I'm getting anxious. But again, the word anxious doesn't like have meaning anymore because we all say it. So I remember sitting you down and being like, no, dude, like it's bad. Like I feel like I'm suffocating. I feel like someone's sitting on my chest. Like I have this extreme desire to just take all my clothes off because I feel like literally I'm dying. And I could tell like when I told you that, you were like, oh my gosh, like I didn't know, you know? So it's like, it's good to use like descriptive language to just be like, you guys, like, I feel like I'm in a cloud. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like the act of getting out of bed literally makes me want to cry. And I feel like there's like 1,000 ton pounds like hanging on my shoulders as I'm trying to get up. Like, if you explain it to them like that, then they might be able to understand a little more, like, wow, that's rough. Like, that feels heavy, you know?
Yeah. Like, I remember when you told me that, I was in school at the time. So the only thing I could equate to the word anxiety was like test anxiety.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Or, you know, struggling with school. And I'd be like, oof, girl, been there.
Yeah.
No, I hadn't. But in my head, I had. And I thought I understood what you were going through. Like, didn't even question it. I was like, oh, yeah, that's rough.
Yeah. And probably there were some days where I was like, oh, my God. Like, yeah, like, oh, my God, I just got anxiety. And you were probably like, okay, like, move on. Because, again, you're just like, okay, like, whatever.
Yeah.
And then you're like, where's she been for an hour? When really I'm in my room like.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So it really is something that, like, it's easy to take it personal, but really – we just don't understand what we don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Another thing I wanted to say is she mentioned like how she used to be different in high school, like used to be goofy and whatever, but she feels like she's not that anymore. Honestly, like there probably are still a lot of similarities to you and your personality, even though I think on the inside you probably feel like there's been such a huge shift. And it's okay for you to like grow apart from friendships. That's okay. If you go into this and you feel like, okay, I feel like I don't fit in anymore. I feel like they don't understand. Or if they truly are not checking in on you because they're not caring, which hopefully that's not the case.
Yeah.
It's okay for you to take those steps to be like, okay, I need to find people who I can relate to in this time and who are going to help me in this journey. But I think honestly, like as friends, I know there's been so many times where in hindsight, I'm like, I must have seemed like the worst friend, but I just didn't know.
Yeah.
So I think like reintroducing yourself, I think that you deserve to have that be a moment. Like mm-hmm. I would literally even write out what you want to say and maybe you invite them all over and you sit and you cry with them and you read out what this experience has been and open up to them about your mental health and medication and what that was like. Like, yeah. I don't know. I've never been on medication. So
right,
if I had someone explain to me like what they're feeling inside, I would be like zoned in because I'd be like, oh my gosh, like I didn't know it was like that.
Right.
And so I think you deserve to like, I get being like nervous and being like, I don't want to make this a huge thing, but I think there's also a lot of anxiety with like, how do I just fit in because I feel so different? So I think it's okay to like have it be a moment and like give yourself that opportunity to say, guys, like this is what I've overcome. Cause that's such a freaking victory in itself, you know?
It's huge and it should be celebrated.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm just going to continue encouraging you if I can, but people, whether it's anxiety or something else, people change at that age dramatically and you continue to change throughout the rest of your life. So I would really hope that you don't feel the need to be the person you used to be because the fact is you're not. And I wouldn't want you to fake it. And your friends wouldn't want you to fake it either. And I guarantee you, your friends are changing in different ways as well. So I think right now could be a great opportunity to just be like, this is the new me.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to, if I don't feel cheerful, I'm not going to be cheerful.
Yeah.
Or if I feel like over the moon ecstatic, just freaking let it out and, and let your friends be a part of that and just let them maybe clue them in a little bit and just be like, hey, like, I think I'm going through it. I think I'm changing a lot, but like, I feel great.
Yeah.
Or I feel bad, but like, just let them know so that they can be there with you while you're going through it.
And you never know, like, honestly, some of them might be going through hard times, but like, once the first person goes in about like, oh my God, college has been so fun. Like people are just going to roll with that.
Yeah.
So it might open up an honest conversation where other people can open up and be like, yeah, I've been kind of struggling too. And like we always freaking say, I feel like this is officially like a UA thing that we always say. You need to let people know how you need to be loved. Mm-hmm. And I think telling them like, guys, I might not always answer because sometimes I check out. But every time you text me just saying like, hey, how are you? I'm here for you. Even if I don't respond, that like literally means the world to me.
Yeah.
So I think even you sitting and being like, how would I like want to be loved in this time? And then just sit with them and like offer it to them and just like let that off your chest. And I think you're going to feel heard in that moment that you got to say that stuff. And then also like it gives them a chance to step up.
Yeah.
You know,
I love that.
But girl, freaking, I think you are so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited for you and your life. Like overcoming that and like getting on medication and feeling like a new norm and feeling like you're the healthiest you've been with mental health. Like that's such an inspiration. And I think such good things are going to come. So I would just like let yourself feel proud of that and walk with your head held high, and you will find the right people that need to be in your life. Mm-hmm. And I really think you'll be surprised. I think these girls can step up, but if not, you'll find your Ashley.
Oh, I was just going to say your turn.
I found you later in life, boo.
Me too.
Now you're stuck with me.
Babe, your body is strong. You are strong, mm-hmm. and you are fully capable of overcoming this.
Yes,
and
I agree.
Think a lot of people probably needed to hear that right now.
Yeah.
So thank you for sharing your story and being vulnerable with us, because I know I needed to hear that right now.
Yeah, no, totally. And I would find some people like within athletics too that can help you with that, because that is, again, like someone who's never been in sports and doesn't understand those pressures is not going to understand too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Find people you can relate with, and
you probably
literally you got this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Teammates would be a good start.
Okay, guys, we're going to dive into my story now. This one is a good one. She's a great little storyteller. So I'm going to dive in. The title is From Camp to Modeling to Now What?
Ew.
Mm-hmm.
We got a model on our hands.
You know, these titles, they just suck me in. I was like,
just
ooh,
like
what's
us,
happening?
Ash. Just kidding.
Okay, she starts. Hey, guys, you probably have a zillion emails. If you stumble across mine, oh my Lord, hi. She put in all caps. How cute is she?
Cute.
First off, I just wanted to say your podcast is amazing. I love listening to it. It always makes my day, gets me going, and puts a smile on my face, which just means the absolute world to Taryn and I. So thank you for saying that. I have a question to ask you lovely ladies.
Oh, hi.
Well, it's mostly advice I need on. You can call me Fabs to start off.
Fabs? Fabs. Like F-A-B-S?
F-A-B-S.
Love that.
Well, here goes my story. During college, I was somewhat of a shy person, slowly starting to break out of my shell. In my second year of my college program, I took photography. My sister and a close family friend took a part of this Leadership Academy camp where you develop skills to become a good leader. Love that.
I know, I love that too.
Me personally didn't want to get involved in this because, one, I don't find myself to be a good leader, and two, because I didn't want to go.
I love that.
But knowing my sister and our close friend well, they basically forced me to. Yay me, she puts in parentheses. It was a weekend getaway with people I don't know. During this camp, we all got into groups, and I noticed this boy who was really cute and caught my eye.
Oh. I miss cute boy.
We're so single.
Like, just looking at him through the phone is not the same. Like,
quarantine
eye contact.
Sucks. I can't
I'm
going to
be so, like, literally, the first guy who makes eye contact, I'm probably going to be like, yeah, let's do this.
My
like,
first
I'll marry
date,
you.
It's going to be crazy. I'm just going to be like, oh my God, hi.
We need to be careful, Ash, because we
hold
can't
each other
settle.
Accountable. No.
Just because a pair of male eyes looks into my eyes, that does not mean I can marry him. I need you to remind me of that.
I will hold you back for
Thank
sure.
You. Thank
I'll
you.
Be in the booth behind you.
You're like, no, Taryn.
Just throwing
run
salt
away.
At you every time I feel it happening. anyways, the cute boy caught her eye.
Yes.
Thankfully, he was in my group. We interacted a bit during group activities, which was nice. Let's call him A. I instantly started to have a crush on him, and he was super sweet and kind and funny. By the time camp was over, I felt that we became friends, so we followed each other on Instagram and Facebook.
Ooh.
That's a good first start.
Nice.
Throughout my year of college, I was given an assignment, which was called the perfume ad. Dun, 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 she adds.
Uh-oh.
In my mind, I was a bit stressed because I had to find a model that would fit the aesthetic of my idea. So I decided to be bold and ask A if he would be interested in being my
good
model
mood.
Girl. Good for you. For reference, I'll attach a photo for inspiration for what I wanted to create. Oh. No, inspiration.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
There Who's you go. That model?
There you go. There you go. If you know who the model is, Taryn would like to slide in. I'm just kidding. Anyway,
I probably already have.
Okay, I'm continuing. Well, dot, 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 he replied, and thankfully he said yes, and I was shocked and a bit nervous because, hello, I liked him. In the studio, we have 5 different sections with black curtains that would give each student their privacy while they shot. Thankfully, my friend was there to help out and to keep me grounded if I got too nervous around him, which is so cute. Keep in mind, I wasn't really good at directing people for photo shoots. I'm normally a product photographer type of gal. I get that.
Oh, yeah. It's harder get working that. With people.
The time has come and it was shoot day. He came in and let me tell you, dot, 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 all caps.
He looked fine.
He looked hella fine is what fine. She said in the suit that he was wearing. Throughout the photo shoot, surprisingly, I was pretty relaxed and comfortable around him, and I directed him very well. My friend was very impressed with how I handled myself. I'll attach a photo. Here
him?
Is him.
It's him. Oh, he's cute.
With the perfume. She did good. Like,
oh
that's
my gosh,
close.
That photo is great.
She did
Wait,
a
go
great
back
job.
Up. Oh my gosh, he's cute. He's looking right at you, girl.
I'm just going to like take the liberty to describe him to you guys. He is... like gray blue eyes, dark hair, dark features.
He's got
and
like
he's
a long
killing,
skinny face.
He's
Those
killing
eyebrows.
The like smoldering look.
Oh yeah.
He really went for it for the
he's
whole.
Got the hand in the
yeah,
hair.
Yeah, hand in hair. Yeah.
You stroke that hair.
She continues. After that assignment was over, we would talk here and there. I would occasionally say hi and start a conversation, but I felt as if I was making the effort and not him. I even invited him to my graduate gala, but he never showed. I stopped making the effort after I graduated. Recently, he's been on my mind. He liked a few of my photos on Instagram, which probably means nothing, and he rarely likes any of my photos. But I got a notification from Facebook saying that it was his birthday. Me being who I am, I wrote on his Facebook to say happy birthday, and he replied with a, hey, thank you so much, smiley face, smiley face. With this pandemic going on, I'm very tempted to message him, but I overthink and get nervous and think about the worst things. What would you do? Thanks again, your photographer friend, Fabs.
Oh my God, do it.
I think do it.
Like, I'm like, why even like dance around it? Do it.
Do it.
Like literally right now listening, start drafting, girl.
Do it.
Because by the end, you gonna push send.
Here's what I'm gonna just throw this out there. This is the time to be talking to people. You have an excellent excuse. You are bored out of your mind. This is a world pandemic.
Bored in the house. In the house
bored. There's so much stuff going on and people are just reaching out to chat just to talk to someone who doesn't live with them. You know what I mean? This is the best example to just be like, hey, what you doing? What's up?
Yeah.
What's going on? Tell me about your life. I need a distraction right now or I need a, you know, and I'm sure he probably needs it too. And he'll be like, oh, okay. And just start chatting and see what happens. I think what's hard, and I tend to do this too, so I'm talking to myself over here.
Yeah, I'm like staring at you.
I make it a big ordeal. It's like, oh my God, I have a crush on him. If I talk to him, I have to tell him. And it's like, no, not really. You just got to start talking and let the feelings like take over, you know?
Yes.
You just got to start the conversation. And the pandemic, even though we all hate it right now, is the perfect excuse to start up chatting someone.
Yep. Okay, I'm going to drop the hammer.
Okay, go, Taryn. She's been staring at me this whole time.
I'm literally dropping it on you, too. I've already had this conversation with you. Why the frick not? Like, honestly, what do you have to lose? Mm-hmm. This fool, you're not attached to him. You've graduated. Mm-hmm. You've both moved on in your life. You guys are friends on a social media account. The worst case is he can not respond. Like totally ignore you or that's it. Like literally that's it. Which would mean you guys aren't talking because he ignored you, which I'm sorry right now you guys are not talking anyways. Mm-hmm. So girl, just do it. Like
do it.
Honestly, and you can play it off in any way that you want. You can just be like, hey, like quarantine them. All right. Like you can literally say anything. Or even if you were just to be like, hey, how are you doing? And he's like, hey, what's up? How are you doing? And be like, oh my God, I don't know if you ever knew, but I used to have the hugest crush on you. Like, It sounds so casual and light if you make it casual and light.
And can I just go ahead and say, if you're being that confident straight up, that is sexy.
It is.
That is sexy. And he's going to think, dang, that's sexy.
Do you guys know, I have been so successful in sliding into people's Instagrams that you would be like, he'll never respond. But it's because I'm just like so blunt and like honest and just will be like, hey, I like your face. Like, you know what I mean?
And the truth is, people are always going to respond to that because it feels good.
Exactly.
It feels good to hear people like you.
And probably out of the like thousands of DMs I've sent, maybe only like 100 have responded, but who cares? Because the other ones that I sent that never responded, I have like a week of being like, ooh, and then I'm over it.
Yeah.
You know what
because
I mean?
You had nothing going on with them anyway. So it really was a lose. It might've been a little like, ooh, they didn't respond.
Even
but then
if
you move
he
past
just
it.
Hits you back with like liking your comment, then you're like, oh, okay, cool. He's not interested. And then you move on.
Yeah.
But like sitting around waiting is the worst. So just freaking write it.
Do it.
Play it however you want. If you want to play it as like, oh, hey, like, what's up? Like, oh my God, I'm so bored. I'm literally, you should see the amount of people I've messaged. And just even if you've messaged no one, like, just do it.
Use one of Taryn's dad jokes. That's a great opener.
I actually, oh my God. Okay. So this guy matched with me on an app and I wasn't interested, but I almost did because his line was so good. He said, there's been a toilet paper shortage. One ply, two ply, neither. The only thing I'm looking for is your reply. I was like, bro, that is freaking smooth as hell.
Smooth, yep.
Yeah, anyways, all I'm saying, all that's say, do that.
Wait, why I was not? Just going to say, steal that. That's a great one.
But play it off like you went to school, you've had interaction with him. There's no reason why you wouldn't just be like, hey, what's up? Like, how's quarantine? You know what I mean?
You should do. You should do that to a few guys.
Yeah, why not?
No, take what Taryn just said.
Just do
and
it.
Do that to a few guys, including him, but not just him. So you can actually say, like, yeah, I've been just
there's
throwing
literally
this out there to see who will talk to me.
Literally nothing. Like, just do
this
it.
This is a shy person's dating best situation because you're stuck at home. You can't see them in person, but you get to be as bold as you want.
Yeah, just freaking do
this
it.
Is it.
And if he doesn't respond or he's like mean, then that's how you know like, oh, okay, it wasn't him. And then you keep moving on until you find your him or her or whatever. But just do it.
Do
like,
it.
Just do it.
How many times
freaking
have we said
do it?
It. Do,
do
it.
It. Do, do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
I would like a response with what
please,
you send him.
Please
thank you.
Update us. Thank you. ASAP.
Boom. Cool. Oh, this is a new this SD card.
Yeah. I knew you were going to ask that. She's like, wow, it's only been a half hour. We had to switch the cards. That's what happened, Taryn.
We could have been talking forever.
Anyways, guys, that was great.
That was really good.
Are you excited? Guys, Taryn's about to be an auntie.
I'm starting to get like...
Or auntie, depending on
nerves.
How you say it.
Aunt.
Auntie, auntie.
I think aunt.
Or I
aunt?
Say aunt.
Aunt.
But so many people I know say aunt.
Yeah, dude,
I wanted to say aunt because I thought the people that said aunt were more sophisticated and cultured than I was. And I remember being like, the way I say aunt sucks. It sounds like an aunt.
Aunt. Yeah, you can sound super like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's my aunt.
Okay.
Wish I was like that.
My aunt. My aunt. But can you picture me being called Aunt Taryn now?
No.
I'm an aunt.
Yeah.
I'm an aunt. Or Tia.
Tia?
Because she's probably going to have him speak some Spanish too, which I freaking love.
I think Tia's cute.
Yeah, I think it's so cute.
It's adorable.
Okay. I'm looking through. I posted a picture on my Instagram the other day, and the caption was, give me your best dad jokes. And there's how many people responded? There's 112.
Oh, shoot.
So I'm like, dude, I'm freaking set for life.
Yeah, screenshot all that.
Okay, so I will end with one. I honestly, when I got these, I wanted to read absolutely all of them.
Sure.
But I'm like, no. I gotta spread them out.
Uh-huh.
When does a joke become a dad joke? I don't think you're gonna guess.
I don't. My mind went blank. I'm so sorry.
When it becomes apparent.
You get it?
Yeah. Because that is a dad joke. Because all of a sudden you're like, I don't get. Oh,
and then a parent, dad.
Right.
I was on that path, but it wasn't going that way.
Yeah. So
anyways.
I thought it was a brilliant.
It was great. It was great.
I'm like getting nervous. I keep having to take deep breaths. Any freaking who. Guys, thank you so much for sending your stories in. This has been great.
This has been a good time, guys. Wish Taryn luck.
Yeah.
In her anti-future that's coming. Whew. Brett and Vanessa, I can't wait for you guys to listen to this episode.
And I can't wait to squeeze. Yeah, baby.
Taryn is like bursting over here. She can't wait to leave.
I did my makeup. That's how you know.
Guys, thank you so much for sharing your stories. If you have a story that you would love to share with us, please email us. We want them so badly. Mm-hmm. And so does all the rest of the listeners. Give us this, please. We want it.
Yes.
Thank you. Be sure to like and share and rate, review. Mm-hmm. And give to everyone that you think could use some unsolicited advice or some positive, content nowadays.
Talking. Yeah.
And we'll talk to you guys later. Yeah.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.